This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening. Hello, and thank you for joining me today for the Quiet Moments podcast. I'm your host, Russ Earl. The Bible talks about forgiveness. What must man do to obtain forgiveness? This is our topic today here on Quiet Moments. Today we're going to continue looking at finding forgiveness, looking at how do we obtain forgiveness. First, we want to consider, what must the non-Christian, the person who has never been added to the body of Christ, what must they do in order to have forgiveness of their sins? The Bible, we find, teaches us that man must first hear the word of God, because you cannot hear what you, or you cannot obey what you have not heard. And then you must believe in Christ as the Son of God. John 8, verse 24 tells us, therefore I said to you, that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. John 8, verse 24. So we must believe that Christ is the Son of God. But then we also must confess by our words and by our actions that Christ is the Son of God. And then we must be baptized. In Acts 2 and verse 38, when Peter finished his sermon there on the day of Pentecost, we find in verse 37 that men came to him asking, saying, men and brethren, what must we do? In verse 38, Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. How do we receive forgiveness of our sins? Well, there in verse 38, what did? Did they believe that Christ was the Son of God? Yes. Why would you come asking such questions in verse 37 if you didn't believe? Were they willing to, what did Peter tell them? To repent? Were there question, was their question really acknowledging that that Christ was the Son of God? Yes. We also know in Romans that man must confess with their mouth that Christ is the Son of God. And we should know and understand that where one command is given to one group of people, it applies to all. Here in the New Testament, as we are under New Testament law, whatever was spoken for them to do, we must do as well. If they had confessed, we have to confess. If they had to repent, we have to repent. If they had to believe, we have to believe. If they had to be baptized, we too had to be baptized. In Acts 2, verse 38, that's what happened. They were told to repent and to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. That is, by the authority of Christ, for the remission of sins. That is, so that their sins could be forgiven. Not before baptism, but at baptism. We find also that man, as we know, when we are baptized, Galatians 3, verse 27 tells us, when we are baptized in the body of Christ, and we are placed into His church at the baptism. So what must the non-Christian do? They must obey the gospel. They must put on Christ in baptism and become that new creature, as we find there in Romans chapter 6. What about the Christian who has sinned? Mankind is not perfect. Even after obeying the gospel, we can make mistakes, and we often will. We're going to fall short. The book of Romans tells us that. Paul told those in Rome that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But the Christian must repent as well. Acts chapter 8 and verse 22 says, repent therefore of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. Acts 8 and verse 22. Well, what must we do? We must repent. We must repent of our sins to God. And we think about this as well. What else must we do? It's not just repenting. Repenting also includes we confess. 1 John 1 verse 9, as we talked about last time, he says, we confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Who do we confess our sins to? We find there in verse 9, it's to God. We confess those sins to God, and He forgives us of our sins. Next, we also find that we are to pray to the Father for forgiveness. We pray to God. If we have wronged someone, we apologize and ask them to forgive us of those things, and we also go to God. You know, we look at James 5, verse 16. He says, there, confess your trespasses to one another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. We confess our trespasses. We don't have to be. I think sometimes we fail to realize that we don't have to be those who know every single detail of someone's sin. If someone has made a mistake and sinned, and they ask if I will pray for them, I don't necessarily want to know all the details of whatever their sin is, if it's something between them and God, something private, then all they have to do, if they want me to pray for them, is ask me to pray for them. I think sometimes we confuse the idea of confessing our trespasses to another with the idea that, hey, I want to know every single detail. I want to be nosy and take advantage of this opportunity. That's not what we're finding in James 5, verse 16. The idea is, hey, I've sinned. I'm struggling with sin. I have some things that I'm trying to overcome. Would you please pray for me? And that's perfectly fulfills James 5, verse 16. We live in a time today, none unlike during time period here as well, where people like to gossip. People like to be nosy. That's not what James 5, verse 16 is about. It's about praying for those who are struggling with sin. So how do we obtain forgiveness? We repent, we confess, and we pray to God. Friends, we want to obtain forgiveness. We want to find true forgiveness. We must be willing to do it the biblical way. I hope you'll join me again next time as we continue looking at finding forgiveness, as we talk about forgiving others of their sins when they have sinned against us. I hope to see you again next time here on Quiet Moments. We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Wave Media by visiting us at BibleWaveMedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. You can find us not only on Facebook, but you can also find us on Tumblr. You can also find us on the Twitter alternative known as Telegram, and on the Facebook alternative known as MeWe. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.